The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Crisis after crisis locks the foundations of Sinn Féin, raising pressing questions about the party's accountability and transparency. With the pressure mounting on Mary Lou MacDonald's leadership, today's Doyle session is set to be a pivotal moment. What new developments have emerged since yesterday? How will Sinn Féin navigate the storm? Well, here to explore all of that is Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So,
a few interesting developments now. Let's just take people up to date. Yesterday, Mary Lou MacDonald said a complaint came in on August the 2nd. Last night, Sinn Féin said a complaint came in on July 26th. Yesterday, Mary Lou MacDonald said, had the initial complaint been of a criminal nature, that would have gone straight to the Gardaí. Last night, that party has referred both the complaint and the counter-allegation to the Gardaí. Sinn Féin said the only reason they went to the Gardaí is due to an abundance of caution, a phrase repeatedly used. Now, last night, they're saying, we told Brian Stanley to go to the guards with information that he brought to us. So it brings it back to the question that has been posed to Sinn Féin since the weekend. Why did you not go to the Gardaí earlier with this matter that you're now saying merits their attention? And their clarifications overnight actually make that matter even more muddy.
Do we know to which Garda station they brought the complaint on Sunday?
No, we don't. That's not at all apparent either. And what exactly they're bringing to the guards, and in what capacity? Are they handing over their entire investigation file, the transcripts of the interviews that they conducted with the complainant and the accused, the statements issued by both, all of the pertinent information related to it, all internal communications within the party of who was told what and when about these matters, the makeup of that independent inquiry made up of three party members? We don't know exactly what Sinn Féin have referred to the Gardaí.
Have the Gardaí actually said anything about receiving a complaint?
Not to my mind yet. But also, Pat, sorry, Sinn Féin, on what basis are the political party referring a matter to the Gardaí rather than the two individuals concerned who are making claims and counterclaims? Why aren't they the ones who are making these complaints? So it's a bit puzzling for a party that is claiming that it wants to form a government in about a month's time.
Now, the question of referring to the Gardaí, if it wasn't a criminal matter at the beginning and then became something that they worried might be a criminal matter, and at that point they refer to the Gardaí, on which side is it? On Brian Stanley's side or the complainant's side that this is a Garda matter?
Yeah, well, so yesterday morning it appeared that it was because of the counter-allegation that came forward and the information contained therein. Sinn Féin would appear to be backing that up by saying that they told Brian Stanley that they're basically saying, during the course of the preliminary inquiry, a number of issues of concern were raised, including one by Brian Stanley. He was advised to go to the Gardaí in relation to this matter, but chose not to. So he chose to stick with the process.
So that would indicate to us
that's the point at which. So Brian Stanley's claim is that was in September, that he raised information about a month into this investigation by Sinn Féin, which he has labelled a kangaroo court. He raised information with them that was quite pertinent, and they seem to be corroborating that he did raise his own counter-allegations. And that would seem to be the point at which the notion of criminality entered the equation here. Yet the Gardaí were not contacted. We had a barrister on the inquiry.
But this would indicate that the nature of Brian Stanley's response to Sinn Féin was whatever he said, and they said, that sounds like something you should bring to the guards. So in other words, it was Brian Stanley's complaint about the complainant that was the stuff that should go to the guards.
That they are saying was of a criminal nature, because again, we just have to stress, if this was an administrative matter, a clerical matter, an organisational matter within Sinn Féin, you wouldn't be going to the guards. You could hire a mediator or something like that, but off you go. That'd be a HR matter. it's only criminal matters that go to An Garda Síochána. Sinn Féin keep talking about an abundance of caution, but at the same time telling us the initial allegation wasn't criminal, but the counter-allegation should have gone to the guards at the time.
Now, do we know whether the complainant was a member of the party?
Yeah, they're saying that this was a long-serving member. They're also saying it's a she, so they're giving a pronoun. So they're saying it's a female. Made a complaint on the 26th of July. They went back to her, the disciplinary committee, on the 1st of August, and she submitted a full statement on the 2nd of August, and then the official commencement of the disciplinary process kicked in from there.
Now, the timing of this is very curious, because obviously they're selecting candidates for at the general election. How does that feed into the complaint process?
Yeah, so Brian Stanley is saying that this complaint was being made at the start of the selection process in his constituency. Now, obviously, you don't pick all the candidates at once unless you have a snap election, then you have to do it overnight. But all parties will stage these over time. Yeah. And he says that Sinn Féin's nomination process for the Laois constituency was opening at that time. And if you have a disciplinary investigation going on into you or on foot of a complaint, then you can't basically put your name, you can't be nominated because there is obviously a cloud hanging over you. And Brian Stanley is pointing to the dates and basically saying that's of significance. He's also saying there were cliques within the organisation who were out to get him, basically.
Is he suggesting that they wanted to displace him as a candidate on the basis that he got in the last time, therefore whoever replaces him would be a shoo-in, and there's some clique who favour a different candidate? Now, we don't know how many candidates might have ambitions in that regard.
The difficulty is that there's absolutely zero obvious candidates to replace Brian Stanley down in Laois. The Patricia Ryan case is different. There's a councillor down there who clearly the party hierarchy have decided we think she's a better candidate. That can happen. In Brian Stanley's case, the only sitting councillor that Sinn Féin have in Laois at this stage is his wife. So they're not talking about replacing him with his wife. So there is a rather strange dynamic there that there's no obvious. And also, this wasn't something being orchestrated by party headquarters to push Brian Stanley off the pitch. So he is clearly alleging there's something more going on here than meets the eye.
Now, Mary Lou McDonald was going to go into the Dáil today and all guns blazing, naming this Fianna Fáil TD, this Fine Gael TD, or minister, former minister, whatever, who wrote a recommendation for some person with some sort of nefarious history.
Yes.
Things have moved on a bit. I mean, she goes in doing that and it looks like more obfuscating.
Yeah, her difficulty now is that there are so many issues swirling. I mean, we were in a position 2 weeks ago where Sinn Féin was objecting to being asked any questions about their paedophile press officer, their senior figure in Belfast, basically being quite snappy with the BBC because they were asking about this matter. We're now in a position where Sinn Féin are basically issuing statements correcting their own position across the day, and this matter coming up in the Dáil statements today on child protection, which is an opportunity for them to set out their stall on a number of issues. Not necessarily the Brian Stanley one, but you know, you have Dáil privilege and certain people asking
the
questions. The texter is a big problem for them now as well. And this is an issue that is coming up because it is relevant to child protection. And this is a Sinn Féin, they call a party member, who sent allegedly inappropriate text messages. They say text message. I say text messages to a 17-year-old child. Was reported to the party. The party passed it to PSNI. The member was suspended. PSNI said there's no formal complaint, so we can't investigate. The party member, as they describe them, resigned. The questions being raised.
Why
now,
in this case did Sinn Féin not do as they did in the Brian Stanley case?
Yeah.
Make their formal complaint on behalf of the party about this texter, because
how come Brian Stanley's name is being chucked out there and so on, but yet this person managed to resign in the period of, we don't have an exact date, sometime around the end of September or into early October of last year. The questions being raised now is around the lack of clarity here. So the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacic, she says there are issues to be raised here. She says there's a set of questions around the issue of the inappropriate texts, and we are told the Sinn Féin member. We haven't got clarity on whether that was a member merely, or indeed an official, or indeed an elected representative.
Okay.
From Sinn Féin sending inappropriate text messages to somebody who is underage.
And then the speculation going around that this person is familiar on the Leinster House campus.
Yeah, this person had very regular access to the Leinster House campus. Regularly attended meetings with the Sinn Féin leadership, TDs and senators. These are all matters for Sinn Féin to clarify. Mm.
I'd like to say all will be clear this afternoon.
I don't think it will on any of these fronts. And also you'd have to say, given the manner in which it took them so long to get a handle on the Michael McMonagall saga, which they'd known about for quite some time, you don't really have confidence that there are any good really at crisis management and getting straight answers together.
Ronan Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.